Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 71% of hiring decision makers are willing to hire contingent workers to meet their business needs. But more than half of those hiring expect to face challenges in finding qualified candidates. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. Express is in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your hiring challenges. Visit expresspros.com for a location near you. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Summer is coming and that means vacation. But if you are a parent, you know how fast your kids grow. And that means nothing from last summer will fit. And we need to get the kids new summer clothes. Well, if you're looking for summer clothes for the kids like me, you are in luck. Macy's Friends and Family Sale is coming. And trust me, you don't want to miss it. Get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. And 15% off beauty, makeup, and more. Plus free shipping when you spend $25. April 25th to May 5th, Macy's.com and in store.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Guys, we're official. We've got a sign on the back of the wall. Yay! It's official. It only took like, how many years have I been doing this podcast? I'm like,
Seems like a lifetime.
I know. I'm like, I just wanted to look official. It's like I walk in and I just like stare at it. I'm like, cool.
It looks like a talk show set now.
Right? That'd be like a dream. I want to have my own talk show one day.
Well, manifest it.
I just did.
Okay, there it is.
Mark, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
How am I today? I'm like, how do
That's
I?
That's what I've been wondering. I've been trying to figure that out for the last 5 minutes since I've been here.
Yeah, Catherine goes, what'd you say to me?
You okay? And I'm like, you look stressed. Oh yeah, no, I'm stressed.
I'm a little stressed because I did something that I shouldn't have done.
I knew there was something.
No, it's the school thing.
Oh, that. Yeah. It's
so.
Yeah, my mind went elsewhere too. But okay, so, tell us about the school
really?
Thing.
Oh, really? What did you guys think I did? No.
I don't know what I can say and what I can't say, but there's a whole bunch of stuff in the media again this morning. And
there is? Well. Hold, please. you're lying. Mark, I don't look at these things. I told you, I don't.
I just, there's a picture and I noticed the picture.
A picture.
And I had a reaction to the picture.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think I saw that.
Didn't see that. Nope. Came out 52 minutes ago.
Did not see that.
Wow. Well.
Oh, that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. We're here now.
I just got really sweaty. Now I want to puke.
I haven't seen that photo yet.
I haven't either. But you know what's really messed up is my ex was there the same night and the photographer tried to get a picture with all three of us. And I was like, no. Nice try. And everyone kind of started laughing. But I was like, not happening.
No.
Yeah. No. I mean, yes, obviously we were at the same place. And when the photographer came, I just was like, and then we were all just took a photo. But
did you
know
your ex was going to be there?
I had a feeling And yeah, that was that. I will say that was a really that was really hard to see him there.
I'll bet.
Seeing him like flirt with other girls, and I mean, granted, I was there as well, you know, doing my thing. But it was really hard. You know what? It was hard. It was like it looked so easy for him. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. 100%. That makes sense.
Yeah, where it's like he didn't look like it bothered him 1 second, and that like hurt. You know, because I was like, wow, he's just untamed and uncaged and he's happy.
And knowing you're there, it's weird to be untamed and uncaged and knowing you're there. That seems, I don't know. That seems weird
just,
to me.
Yeah. I think he, I don't know. I think he's just trying to cover it up and not show it.
I don't know. I think, you know, unfortunately there was boundaries around certain things and that, he held a lot of resentment against me, but I'm like, well, when things happened repeatedly at certain places, it's very hard for me to trust when you go out and do those things. So I can totally see him being like, finally I get to like go out and drink and be at a bar and like,
well, same. Yeah. I mean, I'm so sure he's enjoying his best life for sure.
Yeah. And so that was, you know, and then again, just like seeing him like with other women, I'm like, is that going to be the future? You know, one with my kids, like that's where I go.
Yeah, but
I mean, just to see like him be so like happy and not bothered by it at all. I mean, we talked, I was like, this is awkward. And he's like, not at all. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, I'm glad that he was like fine with it. But at the same time, I was like, I talked to my therapist about it. I was like, just a little piece of me was kind of like, it would have been nice to be like, yeah, this is hard, but I'm glad we can be cordial. That's just like acknowledgement that it like it might hurt a little bit. I don't know.
Yes.
I don't think Mike's ever been able to do that though.
No.
Could he be really trying to go overboard to make it seem like he is fine because he's hurting and he doesn't want to show anybody that. So he just wants to be like, just act like everything is totally fine because I'm fine. I want everyone to know I'm fine.
Oh yeah.
I could see doing that if it were me. Like, I need to let her know that I'm fine and nothing about this bothers me.
Mm-hmm. And I get that. Like, I mean, and I'm, it was so strange. I was, when I was talking to my therapist about it the other day, I was like, what kept coming to my mind was, how did I get here? Mm-hmm. How is my ex-husband across the room? And like this, and like seeing, I'm like, how did I get here? Like, this was like that. It wasn't that I wanted to be next to him. It's not even that I still have feelings. Like, none of those things are that, because I don't want to be back in that relationship. That was a bad, toxic relationship. But just to like what I thought it was and the memories and like all, it's like, I'm like, how is this? Like, how did I get here? And so it was very strange. But I mean, and again, like, it's not that I want him to be depressed. I don't want him to be depressed. I don't either. Like, but it just would have been, I don't know. I guess I just wanted that, like, well, and it was great that he was cordial and like, you know, everyone had a conversation and everyone was cordial and everyone was really nice and he was nice and like everything was great, but it just would have been nice to, not nice, but I don't know, just that like, yeah,
acknowledgement
that this is a little, this kind of not, doesn't suck. It's just like, this is awkward, but like for him to be like, no, it's great. Everything's like, this is amazing. I'm like, huh?
He's, yeah.
I think it's a guy thing, yeah. Especially an athlete thing, but I think it's a guy thing. It's a macho thing. Like, nothing bothers us. Everything's fine. I'm good. No matter how bad we're hurting inside, we need to project that we're good. That's what we're taught by our dad.
Mm. Or maybe he's just really happy not to be with me anymore.
I don't think that.
Well, I know. I think there's a piece where even like, you know, he had said when we were married, like he just wants to be able to do what he wants to do. And unfortunately he doesn't like, never liked boundaries. And then when you cheat on someone repeatedly, you're going to have boundaries even more than what a normal typical marriage of boundaries would look like. And he's just never liked boundaries ever. So it's like, it was like, you know, I think he had said this too. He's like, there was no way it was ever going to work because he just can't have those. He can't be one down. He can't have those restrictions.
Well, then maybe he is happy. Maybe he just needs to live that life of going out and never, you know, good luck to the next girl having to deal with that though.
Well, she won't have the trust issues, you know, like, because he won't cheat on them, hopefully.
Don't
look at me like that. But anyways, wow, I did not see that.
Okay, so that just took a whole
time. What was the school thing you were going to tell us about?
Oh, the school thing.
That's
where
it started.
So, okay. This is kind of like what Chelsea Handler said the other day, where you fire off a little too fast. Yeah. And I know that I do this and I'm working on not doing this. But in this situation, when it's around my kids, I fire off way too fast. So I go into, so Jace only goes 2 half days and I even take him out. I pay for the full day, but I take him out the half day, or like I take him out in the middle of the day because he still naps really good at home. So I'm like, I just don't want to like mess that up. Mm-hmm. So, and I kind of wasn't, now they're for sure not going to have me back if they listen to my podcast, but I won't say that.
Don't say the school. Don't say the teacher.
Right. So I was kind of like not loving the one teacher. It's just, I just didn't get a good vibe.
Let's call her Mrs. McGillicuddy.
Mrs. McGillicuddy?
Sounds like someone from your past.
Great. Yeah. Where did you come from? Where did you pull Mrs. McGillicuddy?
I don't know. It's the name that came to my mind.
Wait, say it again. Mrs. what?
Mrs. McGillicuddy.
Okay. So Mrs. McGillicuddy. I just don't really like her. Like, she just kind of like gave me like a weird vibe. But I will say I'm very highly sensitive to Jace right now because he's having a really tough time with transitions with the divorce. Like on transition days, he struggles really bad. He's super clingy, but he also is like very angry, and he's mad. He's sad. He's like all the things. Like, he just, it's really sad to see. And so I'm just like overly sensitive about him and him being taken care of when he's not with me. So Mrs. McGillicuddy, when I met her, I was just kind of like, but he needs to be somewhere. That's something too. Cause like when he's with me, like he's so clingy and I'm like, I need at least 2 days where I can do some work. Cause he just won't let me do anything without him, like basically on me, like 2 half days. So from 9 to 12. So I go there and he is soiled in his pee. And I was like, did he go to the bath? Like, he clearly went to the bathroom. I'm like, when did this happen? And she goes, a little while ago. And I'm like, a little while ago? What do you mean? She's like, well, we were outside and then we came in and I was like, right. But all the kids are now like getting in their nap time position. You could have clearly changed him a little while ago. Like, if it was like 5 minutes, I'd have been like, oh, okay. Like, you know, maybe even 10. A little while ago? Like, what is a little while to you? A little while is like 20 to 30 minutes to me.
I don't know specifically, but knowing that they were outside.
I mean, the kids were sleep. Like, they were in their cots. Jace was waiting for me.
Yeah. No, there's, yeah, no.
So that means that
it was too long.
That means that he was outside and then he sat and ate his lunch.
That's where I really have a problem.
Thank you.
If they're outside and ate his lunch, they couldn't bring him in for some reason because of numbers, because they have to have a certain amount of kids with teachers or whatever. But the fact that they sat through lunch.
So they go outside, lunch, down for nap.
Yeah.
So so they're like, well, we can change him now. And she goes to like touch him. I was like, do not touch my son. And then I just grabbed him. And I was just like, we are not coming back. Mark. So then, because I'm like, it's my son. He's soiled in his own piss. Like, no. So I go to the front office. I was like, I did not like Miss McGillicuddy, whatever, McGillicuddy. I don't like her now. And a little while ago, it was unacceptable. Like, not happening. So I was like, we're not coming back. Well, now I have had nowhere to take him. I've called every freaking preschool. We are like, I'm in like the wait list for like the 6th, 7th kid. And I'm like, I need help. Like, we're like the craziest we've ever been. I've got auditions. I've got like, I mean, there's so much going on. A single mom in it, like losing my mind. And I'm like, I need these 2 days for like sanity to like get stuff done. And so I've called a bunch of places, I've emailed a bunch of places, and they're like, well, you're like 10th in line. Oh, so I emailed them. I emailed the old school and I was like, tail between my legs. I was like, I apologize for my reaction. And can I come back, please?
Did you acknowledge your tail between your legs? Because that's funny if you did that.
No, like no joke. I can read you the email.
Tail between my legs.
I was like,
oh, that's great.
I know, like, I'm going to pull it up for you right now.
I mean, you have to own it if you're begging to come back.
Right.
I mean, you have to be like, look, I was a little bit of an outrageous bitch,
But at the same time, like,
but they have to also know it's unacceptable.
I would like to talk to the teacher. Yes. So this wouldn't happen. Literally, subject line, Jace. Tail between legs, ... I need him out of this house. Ha ha. Could he just come back until he can move to a different class?
Until
okay.
Could he move to a different class?
So like, cause I want him in the next class. Like the goal is to get him to the next class, sure. Like for the other teacher.
Sure. Yeah.
Who apparently you guys don't like.
No, I don't have an issue with her. She's just not as warm. I think she teaches, she's good for what she's good for. She teaches them independence.
So anyways, I'm stressed out. So, but they have not emailed me back yet because they're probably like, screw you. So this is where they haven't responded. Usually they always respond to me.
That's the best part.
So I told my therapist, I was like, I got to work on my reactions a little bit. I think I just needed to, I should have just taken a breath and said, don't touch my son. And then I'm going to not say to quit, leave. And then what I should have done then was just said, I would like to have a conversation so this doesn't happen in the future. But instead, I've now screwed myself and I am.
And now that's going to be the teacher forum that you have to see every day. I told her last night, if it's like, they're going to hate you.
They are. Yep, they are.
It's fine.
This is a lesson. This is a good lesson learned.
Didn't Chelsea teach us anything the other day?
Look, when it's my kids.
I know. I get it. I do the same thing. I get it.
Look, if it was like.
I get it.
You soiled in your pee. I'd be like, well, Catherine, put a depend on.
I get it. Kids are different. And it's unacceptable. I mean, I'm not going to defend. I mean, it's unacceptable for sure.
A little while is unacceptable.
I mean, honestly, if they have an accident, you have to as soon as possible. You can even get a floater to come in and do something. Keep you as soon as possible. It needs to be changed.
Did you have a rash or anything?
I was so flustered. I didn't even know. I just like coddled him like a little baby. And was like, you poor little thing. Mama loves you. I will never bring you back to these evil people.
I love you.
Because he's my son and I'm obsessed with him and I love him.
But I agree with you. He has to be out of the house because even if you have help here in the house.
Oh, no. Like I needed to do something earlier today and like I have someone helping and she's amazing and I love her so much. But the problem is like he hears me. So he comes in the room and I'm trying to do this thing for content stuff. And I'm just like, and then I feel bad. So I'm like, okay, buddy, like come here. But then it stresses me out. So then when, you know, and then she comes and she's like, and I got the podcast and I want to get, you know, I'm pumped up for the guests we have today. So it's just, I mean, look, it's all champagne problems, but it's also,
you need a
and now Mark throws a People magazine thing on me. Now I'm just like all freaking flustered. Thanks, I don't even know what to do right now. Can you imagine though, if us three got in a photo, what were they thinking? What were they thinking?
I would die.
They were thinking cha-ching is what they were thinking.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, guess what? I was like, ain't gonna happen. But they were like all gung for it. I was like, do you know that you're about to take a photo with like, what were you thinking? Not a chance. Holy balls. Okay. Well, I'm super pumped because we have Mike Vogel coming on the show and he's from Sex Life. And I just, wow, there's just a lot to talk to him about. So let's take a break and then get him on. They always say moms are really hard to shop for, but the truth is moms will love everything, especially if it's coming from Macy's. Macy's makes shopping for Mother's Day easy. Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to make mom feel special. You can shop by price, $25 and under to $100 and under, or category like fragrance, handbags, and more. So if you don't know what to get them, Macy's got you covered. Or they have gift lists if you are really stuck, like the list for the mom who has everything, for the plant lover or for grandma. Some of their top Mother's Day gifts include Dolce & Gabbana perfume, Coach floral printed leather, Cassie crossbody bag. Whatever you need this Mother's Day, find it at Macy's. Shop Macy's.com/giftfinder. Did you know that 95% of pregnant women are not getting their recommended daily intake of key omega-3s? That's where Ritual comes in. Their prenatal contains 350 milligrams of eco-friendly, vegan omega-3 DHA in every serving, sourced from algal oil instead of fish. I loved Ritual. I took it when I was pregnant with Roman. I also now take their multivitamin. It's just an amazing everyday thing that I know is good for the body. A prenatal multivitamin made traceable with vegan, bioavailable, and clinically studied key nutrients for before and during pregnancy, like omega-3 DHA to support baby's brain development and choline and methylated folate to support baby's neural tube development. Their vitamins are rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals, Ritual works with world-class certification bodies to validate their products. Why settle for a multivitamin you're not 100% sure about? Ritual was literally built on trust, so you know it's the real deal. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/wine. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women prenatal to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/wine for 25% off. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, Tecovas.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. Hi.
How are you?
I just have to tell you that I first fell in love with you as Johnny. Like Johnny.
Johnny Foot. Oh, bless
Johnny.
Him. Bless him.
Come on. Have you seen Help?
I have. Yes.
Okay. Johnny. Like he's like, remember when she was like Octavia Spencer, she was so scared because like the husband's coming home and then she like drops her groceries, but like Johnny like helps pick up the groceries. Like Johnny's amazing.
You're memory.
I was the one person that didn't get to play a racist. It was fantastic in that movie. What a beautiful, beautiful cast of characters, beautiful message to be a part of. That was really neat. So yeah.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you crushed it and you're just like, yeah, I was like, I find me a Johnny. Like I want a Johnny, like just like a nice.
That was doing that was we filmed that in Greenwood, Mississippi. And, that I always loved the South, but that was sort of as a kid from Philadelphia, it's, you know, you're Yankeeized.
Yeah.
But I got to Mississippi and I'm like, all right, I need this in my life. And so a couple of years later we moved to Nashville here. So it was great.
How do you like Nashville? So were you living in LA? Like, did you go Philly to LA, LA to Nashville?
Yeah. Philly to LA for 12 years and then here in Nashville for 8. So I can say I was here before the mass exodus, of LA people to Nashville.
Okay. I'll let you have that one because I was kind of the same. Like I was Detroit to LA for about 12 years and then came here about 5 years ago, 6 years ago. So I feel like we can
yeah.
say
yeah.
that like,
yeah.
everyone in We're the last OG. 2 years can just like suck it.
That's right. That's yeah. right. Yeah. No, we're OG. It's an interesting question. Do I like Nashville post exodus or or pre exodus? It's a tough one. It will always be an infinitely better town than Los Angeles, and I love Nashville, and I certainly love Franklin. But there are flavors of Los Angeles still, you know, now creeping in.
And I keep saying, well, I may have to move further out. I don't know.
Well, that's like, it's gotta be hard for you. Cause Catherine's and she's you were born and raised here. Yeah. So it's like, you probably hate all these LA people.
I am a unicorn, but yeah, no, it's kind of terrible. It has changed. Well, so, yeah.
Like, what
much.
Makes it like, is what makes it bad for like these are like us coming in here?
It changes a lot.
Let me count the ways.
Right. Well, let me start with how much I hate y'all. I'm just gonna email. Yeah. I mean, it's been nice that there's like, yeah, nicer restaurants and stuff like that. Like, I'll take that. Right. But just the traffic and the growth, and then you know, it's just people.
It's their energy.
Just, yeah.
Okay. So, how many kids?
Three. 14, ages? 12, and. My son turns 8 on Friday. So, I'm old dad now. That's crazy to me. My Gen Z daughter frequently reminds me of how out of touch I am. Dad, listen to Ski Mask, the Slump God. I'm sorry, what's his name? Ski Mask, the Slump God? Okay.
Who is that?
No, yeah. But it's fun. I love my kids. They're awesome. And Nashville has provided them an awesome, I'm staring at our horse out of the back pasture here, and it has just provided a wonderful upbringing for them.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, I've got two, and I remember at the time when I was married, we were like, we got to get out of LA. Like, this is just, I want my daughter to be able to ride her bike to her friend's house and like not get, you know, trip over like whatever. So
yeah, right.
There's a lot of things we could trip over, but yeah,
a lot of things to trip over out there.
Okay, but let's. I heard all about Sex Life, and then I was like, all right, I'm gonna finally do it, and I watched
it.
I jumped in, but the funniest part is because I'm a newly divorcee, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, I pour my like glass of wine, and I'm sitting on the couch, I'm folding laundry, and the fucking episode, the first episode is like, you know, this like mom, she's just like, and I was like, I feel so seen. I was just like, oh my God. But then what the crazy thing is like when I'm watching it, but I'm like, you know, I mean, like, you're a great husband in it too. So it's like just watching like the whole parallels of everything. It's so interesting. But when you read the script, and especially with that first like pilot episode, were you kind of like, oh wow, like I do this to my wife. Like I need to like
kind of
show her more attention in a way like that you don't realize that you're not doing it until you're kind of set in that like role.
It's what I love about the show is the, yeah, I've been married for 18 years. Wow. and you don't realize the ways that you get complacent and that you get lazy. And the beauty of any long-term relationship is that you develop a shorthand with one another. And that's the ease of knowing someone that well is awesome. And it's what you're there for. At the same time, you develop an ease and a shorthand that doesn't allow one or the other or both to express maybe certain things that they're feeling and certain ways that their needs are being unmet or that they're not feeling seen, that they're not feeling heard. And you don't realize the way that can store up over a long haul in a marriage. And it comes out maybe as, you know, as Sarah's character in the show is, I need to have fun again. But the root of that may lie somewhere in this thing that in that relationship where her husband has not seen and validated certain things in her that she, and it may be things about herself she doesn't even know that she needs to feel validated about until all of a sudden it's like, boom, there it is. This is a problem now. This is a thing. Mm-hmm. So I think that has struck a chord with a lot of people. You know, the show certainly leans heavily on the physicality, but I think it's so funny. I said throughout a lot of the press, the show's misleading. We live in a world where you can access pornography and someone's perfect life instantaneously, and you can get whatever payoff you want. But the real hard work of any relationship is doing the work, learning, you know, lovemaking is a language all to itself, and learning how to keep that fresh and interesting over the long haul of something, there's a challenge. And that's a person's hand I want to shake at the end of all that. And so, you know, you put a bunch of halfway decent people to look at on screen, and that becomes like a distraction. But I think it's a distraction from the deeper things that are happening, you know, which, as you've said, you kind of clued in on. I think it's resonated because, especially heading through the pandemic and lockdown like we just have, a lot of people have been forced to stay home and stare at each other in the face and say, who are you again? Mm-hmm. How did we get here? And did we ever have this figured out? And some people have said, well, it's time to figure it out. And other people have said, nah, forget it. It's easy to do this somewhere else. And people will take from it what they want. You know, I got so many messages from people who said, my husband and I sat down and had our first hard conversation in years. Wow. And we're excited for where this is going to go. And other people said, I can't have that conversation, you know? So it's just interesting how it kind of impacts different people, different ways.
Did you have a conversation or something like, oh, hey, I've noticed like through this, like with your relationship with your wife that like, where you've noticed where you've become complacent in certain areas?
Oh, 100%. 100%. You know, again, you have a certain way of being. And I think as guys, we, and I can only speak for guys, we have the mentality of wanting to be celebrated and wanting to be seen and known is not as big a deal for us. And so we project that, I think, a lot of times into our relationships. And it's a constant reminder. I had someone in college tell me, he said, fellas, how many of you who are married, which I was not, of course, but he said, how many of you that are married are still dating your wives? Everyone started to laugh. He said, no, I'm dead serious. Mm-hmm. How many of you are still dating your wives? Because the minute you stop, your relationship's over. Yeah. And I think we run through that process early on of dating and making the commitment. And then we forget that that's an ongoing thing that then has to continue to evolve and develop as the relationship goes on.
Yeah. I mean, you said 18 years you've been married?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how long have you been married?
14.
Yeah. I mean, that's just like a long time because you're changing and you're growing and you're, you know, it's just like to have that, you got to have that like awesome communication. Cause if not, I mean, you're just, like you said, like during the pandemic, you're like, wait, huh? Who are you? Like, I don't even know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Yeah. Speaking of, you know, first of all, congrats. You're incredible in the role. And I love the first season. Were you a little like nervous telling your wife about it? Like, I know you're an actor, you've done a bunch of stuff, you've been, you know, but I mean, this is like a totally different level of sex.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard. We had a lot of, she read the scripts along with me. And it's hard. It continues to be hard. It's not, it takes a special person to be the spouse of someone in this industry. And it's the same with a lot of industries. I've said, you know, I've often compared it, while I'm in no way comparing myself to a first responder or a soldier or someone like that, but it takes a certain strength of a spouse to be married to someone who, when they leave and walk out that front door in the morning or when they go on deployment, you don't know if they're coming back. And there's plenty of people who would look at that and say, yeah, that's not a life that I think I can stomach. That's not a life that I think I can sign up for. And the tough part about this business is it's why I think you see so many relational issues is over the long haul of a career, there's so many different ways that things can go sideways. If you're not being diligent and being on top of your relationship, it's easy for things to get away from you. And she is fortunately an unbelievable woman. She's certainly the better of these two halves. So,
So speaking of telling your wife, what about telling your kids? Like, how do you have that conversation with, cause I'm scared to watch it because I'm afraid my 12-year-old son's going to go on my Netflix and see that I'm watching Sex Life.
Yeah. It's a
good question.
I have watched it, but really I have to like take it off the Netflix.
Yeah. It certainly is a difficult, it's a subject that we had to broach that we knew heading into this, but, I think kind of where we sided is there's still 14-year-old is coming into a place where it's hard hiding certain things from her, but, also wanting for me being, and I think for my wife as well, being involved in a show where it's done through the female gaze, for the first time in normally these things are done through the male gaze, and giving voice to female desire and, the issues within a woman of wanting to be seen and known and realized, and wanting that for my daughters someday for their relationships and knowing that the world will heap on its own stuff on them and hopefully to be involved in something again. And this is, if I have one reservation to the show, it's that it becomes about the physicality when what's misleading about it to me is so much.
People are looking at it like, oh my God, it's a soft porn. It's like, no, it's actually like this wife is like, you know,
right.
Struggling. Well, but
it's also, it's also this place of we show, someone had said to me in the process of the press, they were like, dude, what does it feel like playing the dope? Playing the guy that can't figure it out. I said, I'm sorry. I said, I don't quite see it that way. In fact, I see him as all of our experiences. I said, because the mind blowing sex that she's having, as I sit here and say it quietly, I'm staring at my daughter on the back porch outside.
That answers my question.
the mind blowing sex that she's having with her ex-boyfriend, any of us that have been in a relationship for any amount of time, yeah, that's there sometimes.
Sure.
And that probably was there a lot in the beginning. Maybe it wasn't. But like anything, it takes work. And if you think it's going to stay like that all the time, you're sadly misguided.
Yeah.
And it becomes about the very deeper things. So I said to her, I said, I actually quite like Cooper's fumbling and stumbling and getting squirted in the face with breast milk, because I think all of that is real, having lived those moments. And in fact, between a husband and wife, between two spouses, those are the things that deepen love, because they're moments that anyone can go out and have a romp and have a wild night, but it's those intimate, awkward moments that only two people like that could share that actually, for me, get logged away in the vault of that's pretty stinking cool to share something that awkward and that intimate with someone that deepens love. So.
For sure. Yeah, no, I agree with you. And especially like where you want the show to be known for. And I respect that a lot. And I think like even circling back on like, you know, with your wife is, just we were having a conversation just the other night about how, you know, talking to people and it's like, hey, so like in my roles, like I'm going to have to kiss people. And like, are you comfortable with that? And I'm trying to explain to someone that doesn't understand that world. can be hard. Cause I'm like, it's not really like you have to have certain boundaries when you're on set and offset. And, but like on set, it's like not, I'm like, after I made out with the person, it's like, hey, what are you having for lunch? Like, do you want to get the oysters or do you want to get the like calamari? Like, it's like,
yeah.
It's really not, it's only when you step outside of the boundaries of going in their trailer or, you know, reading out or just like, and having those conversations or talking too much about your problems in your marriage or whatever, like that's going to start blurring the lines.
Correct.
So I think like, as long as you can have the healthy boundaries, it can work, you know, obviously
it can. And it's also, you know, like, it's hard to describe to someone, this is like a handshake.
Yeah.
You know, what's more interesting is the most intimate thing that we do on a set is a stage kiss. That's that, because everything we're doing in this show is camera angles and all of that stuff. It's far less intimate than a stage kiss. That's the one thing that we do that any actor does that is probably the most similar to real life and not. And I think you've got to set up, you have to police yourself and you have to set those boundaries. If you plan on having any sort of long lasting relationship, where you're honoring the other person.
For sure. Okay. Moving on to collection. It's available now, theaters, video on demand, all digital platforms. You play a debt collector?
Oh yeah.
I love it. Tell me about the collection. give me, cause I want to watch it, but I need to know. Tell me what it is. What's about?
So it's a look into the high stakes world of debt collection. We've all gotten those annoying phone calls. I still get them now in my 40s of, hey, your college debt is outstanding. No, it's not. No, it's not. But you see the angle, and as I found out, the world is far seedier and far more menacing than I realized as you get into the higher dollar targets. But it centers around Alex Pettifer and I started this debt collection business. And what I loved about the film is, and I said to Alex, I was like, you get to be there and be pretty and beautiful and be the love interest. And I don't have to deal with that for once. And I just love it. I can be a complete jerk and I can be brash and not have to, there's a relief in not having to service the love story at the same time. So he had a lot of the heavy lifting. But the high value target that we kind of go after turns out to be a woman that he falls, head over heels for. And it just complicates, the line of priorities between he and I and her and how that all breaks down.
I'm so excited. Well, you guys make sure to watch Sex Life and Collection and follow along with Mike Vogel because he is awesome. And yeah, thank you so much for coming on Wind Down. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right.
We'll see you. Bye.
One of my goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. So it's so important, obviously, for just the overall world, but just, you know, you feel better about sustainability. Well, I love being able to shop sustainably at Macy's. I really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road.
work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. Finding the right person for your team can be challenging. When it's time to hire, turn to Express Employment Professionals. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 63% of hiring decision makers are planning to increase headcount at their company this spring, and more than half are doing so due to increased volumes of work. Don't let the work overwhelm you. Let Express handle your hiring. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. We're in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your staffing challenges. With more than 860 locally owned offices, you'll find one near you at expresspros.com. Each year, more than 70,000 businesses turn to Express to manage their hiring. Make the most of your time and leave recruiting and hiring to the experts at Express. Visit expresspros.com today. Oh, he's so sweet.
He is. He's so cute.
He's so cute.
He's so cute.
He's adorable. He kind of reminds me of Ryan. Like, just like good guys. Yeah. Like married for Ryan's been married for what, 19 years? My old co-star. It's like they're good guys.
Great guys.
There's good guys out there. They're just all married.
True. They've all been married for almost 20 years.
I know. It's like,
actors. I mean,
I know. I love that. Do you think you could ever marry an actor? Like, could you, if Nick was like, well, maybe it's different because I think it's hard for people that weren't than want to. It's like, whoa, 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 whoa. But
I don't know.
Like, could you be okay watching Nick make out with someone?
Probably not.
No.
Probably not.
But like you see me do it and you know it's not anything.
No, but yeah, probably not. I'll just leave it at that.
Mark, would you let your wife do it if she wanted to become an actress and then she's got like a makeup scene?
The reverse of that is that there was a time.
Wanted to be an actor.
Yeah, that I was heading, tiptoeing down that road a little bit and got a few little parts here and there. Mm-hmm. And so I think it would have been a real issue in our marriage. I think it would have been a problem.
For you because of your boundaries or for her because of her maybe like potential jealousy? Or both.
Oh, I mean, it's hard to put myself in that situation because I never came close to having to do any of that thing. But I wonder if both, because you see all these relationships that spark up on sets and all these connections that people have with these people, even if it's just an emotional connection. I think boundaries could be an issue. And I think jealousy would be an issue. I think both would be an issue.
Yep.
I mean, Nick has always said that, like, he would never want to go on the road, like as a musician. You know, we're so used to the music business. He's like, there's no way. Like, women are throwing themselves, like, I would just never put myself in that position.
Yeah. I mean, the boundaries is a tough thing.
Yeah. I mean, that's not
being on a set.
You'd like to think that you'd be good at that, but you know, I don't know.
Cause that chemistry, the chemistry you need to have with that other person.
And the time spent. Yes. And the time spent like in between takes, cause it takes a while. And then, you know, I mean, you're spending months on end with this person. Like, it makes sense.
And I think that even the people that are just like special people, the spouse that just, you know, just takes a certain person to do that, I still do not believe there's not a level of jealousy at times. I think they still get jealous sometimes. Oh, for sure.
Well, I was never jealous of any of like the actor guys I dated that had like makeout scenes, which is so weird, right?
I don't mean if you're both actors.
Oh, okay.
I mean, if one is not and one is.
Yeah, that's different.
So you might be married for 20 years and you may be the wife to an actor who's, and you are that special person and you're still married and you handle it. I still think they get jealous.
I mean, how could they not?
Exactly. I think that they're lying if they say they never get jealous.
I mean, we even talked to my co-star because it's like people, I never met my co-star's wife, but a lot of people were like, oh my God, you and Ryan, you're so cute together. And, you know, I ended up talking to his wife because I'm like, you know, people are A, very invested in my love life, but also, you know, Ryan and I did have, we have a really great connection. And like, you know, we're being fun and posting for Lifetime and on the socials. And I think that would be hard for anyone, which is why I talked to, you know, his wife to be like, hey, like, I can only imagine like, that's really hard when people are like, oh, you should date him. And I'm like, you know, he's married. Right. Like, and so that's like, and she's very secure. Like they're very secure. Like they've got great boundaries, all of that, but it's still like,
I bet that was still there's a little hard.
She's like, there's a little piece where it just kind of like, hey, like, you know, been married for like 19 something years, you know?
Yeah.
So,
just making sure you know that.
Yeah. But
she's great, by the way.
No, she's amazing. Yeah. And if you guys live in LA, Plate Therapy is their company and they do great like food delivery stuff. So, but yeah, I think it's just no matter what, I think it would be hard for anybody. Mm-hmm. Mine is, I think actor on actor is a little bit different.
Yeah. I mean, I just think that, you know, the world more, and
but like,
but at the same time, you know, the world more. So true. It feels like it would be a little like,
I say, I like boundaries. I like when people give me boundaries and I like to give boundaries
like a child.
I like a child. I like to be told basically what I can't and can do.
I think we're starting to see what the problem was. We have polar opposite situations here.
Right. She likes boundaries. Yeah. He does not.
Yes. There you go.
People don't like boundaries. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, there we go. Maybe that's why we got divorced.
And that just summed it up.
Glad I spent thousands of dollars in therapy for that one.
Oh, that's good.
All right. Talk to y'all next week. Go have some sex. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, TECOVAS.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Discover the rich, smooth taste of matcha love made with Japanese green tea and real matcha. There are so many culinary treats to create with this precious powder that go beyond the traditional tea ceremony. Everything from lattes to baked goods to smoothies, experience the vitality of the whole tea leaf. Matcha is vibrant in taste and full of powerful health benefits. Get 25% off all matcha love products on etoan.com using code JANA. That's code JANA. At itoen.com, available on Amazon and itoen.com.
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.